prices and income. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Lower crop prices and lower farm incomes will trigger higher-than-expected government farm program payments. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Government payments to farmers are going to amount to a larger chunk of their incomes this year as crop prices decline.
Government payments will help to offset some of the losses that otherwise would occur from the lower commodity prices.
Agriculture Department senior economist Warren Preston, the new USDA income forecast has net cash income for farmers down 21% from last year at a bit over $100 billion nationally. Some of that cash income will come from farm program payments.
We expect government payments to increase by 16% in 2015, up to $11.4 billion. This would be the highest level since 2010.
Higher than lawmakers expected when they drafted the new 2014 Farm Bill and talked about its potential savings over the life of the bill. After the bill was passed, crop prices began plummeting and projections of farm program payments were raised quite a bit. But Preston says first, remember that the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program payments, ARC payments for short, for example, are based on an average of a five-year price history, taking out the low and high years. Preston says we may be in for a lower crop price situation for several years now, and so
the agricultural risk coverage, the ARC payments, will adjust over time to a lower commodity price picture since they depend on that five-year Olympic average where you take out the low year and the high year. As crop prices come down, that average will likewise come down. And so over time, those payments will adjust to a lower level as well.
Putting less burden on the federal budget, possibly putting projections of farm bill payments closer to what had been originally conceived. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.